Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Adi Lila, Chapter 1. Ajanulambita bujo kanakavadato samkirtanaika pitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambaro dvijavaro jugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, and who inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintainers of the living entities, the best of the Brahmins, the protectors of religious principles for this age, the benefactors of the universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. Namastri kala satyaya jagannatha sutaya cha sabhrityaya saputraya sakalatraya te namaha. O my Lord, you are eternally existing in the past, present, and future, yet you are the son of Sri Jagannath Mishra. I offer my repeated obeisances unto you, along with your associates, your devotee servants, your sons, your Goswami disciples, or the process of devotional service, such as the congregational chanting of the holy name, and your consorts, who according to regulative principles refer to Vishnu Priya, who is Bhu Shakti, Lakshmi Priya, who is Sri Shakti, and Navadvip, which is Nila, Lila, or Durga. And according to devotional principles, refer to the two Gadadhars, Narahari, Ramananda, Jagannananda, and others. Avatirnasa karunyao parichanao sad ishvarao Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando dvau bharatao bhaje. I worship the two brothers, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, who have descended in this world as the supreme controllers. They have appeared in covered forms as the embodiments of mercy. All glories to Sri Gaurasundara, whose powerful activities are supremely pure, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, whose eyes are like lotus petals, whose six beautiful arms extend to his knees, and whose heart is inundated by loving devotional sentiments as he enjoys dancing in various ways during kirtan. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, who is the full embodiment and the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead in the abode of transcendental pastimes. All glories to his eternally pure activities. Sri Gaurasundara is the controller of all other controllers, the Lord of the universe, and the embodiment of transcendental knowledge. All glories to his devotees, and all glories to the dancing of his beloved associates. In the beginning, I offer unlimited obeisances to the feet of the loving, confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya. I then offer my obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He incarnated in Navadvip, and he is known as Vishvambar. That same Supreme Personality of Godhead has declared in the Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam, worship of my devotees is superior to worship of me. Worshipping my devotees is better than directly worship me. Mad bhaktya pujabhyarika sarva bhuteshu manmati. I have therefore offered my prayers first to the devotees, as this is the secret for attaining perfection. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Nityananda Roy, for he is my worshipable Lord. By his mercy, the glories of Lord Chaitanya becomes manifest. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the thousand-headed Lord Balaram. His thousands of mouths are the abode of Lord Krishna's transcendental glories. Lord Ananta's mouths are the storehouse of the gem-like glories of Lord Krishna, for valuable jewels are kept in a most appropriate place. Therefore, in the beginning, I offer my prayers to Lord Balaram, so that the glories of Lord Chaitanya will manifest from my mouth. Lord Balaram has thousands of hoods, and all his activities are extraordinary. The Supreme Lord Balaram carries a plow and possesses a gigantic body. Although he is exceptionally grave, he is intoxicated by the glories of Lord Chaitanya. There is no one more dear to Lord Chaitanya than Nityananda. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya always enjoys pastimes with him. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is most satisfied with one who chants or hears the characteristics of Lord Nityananda. Lord Shiva and Parvati also become pleased with such a person, and the transcendental goddess of learning, Saraswati, manifests on his tongue. Along with Parvati and innumerable maidservants, Lord Shiva engages in the worship of Shankarsana. The topics of the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam concerning Lord Balaram the original Sankarsana are glorified by all Vaishnavas. Their narrations of Lord Balaram's Rasa Lila pastimes with the gopis in Vrindavan are most exalted. The Puranas describe how Lord Balaram performs his Rasa Lila in the 2 months of spring, Madhava and Madhu. Now please hear those verses that were spoken by Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Balaram, the personality of Godhead, resided there for the 2 months of Madhu and Madhava, and during the nights he gave his cowherd girlfriends conjugal pleasure. In the company of numerous women, Lord Balaram enjoyed in a garden by the Jamuna River. This garden was bathed in the rays of the full moon and caressed by breezes bearing the fragrance of night-blooming lotuses. As the Gandharvas sang his glories, Lord Balaram enjoyed with the brilliant circle of young women. He appeared just like Indra's elephant, the lordly Airavata, enjoying the company of she-elephants. At that time, kettle drums resounded in the sky, the Gandharvas joyfully rained down flowers, and the great sages praised Lord Balaram's heroic deeds. Sages condemned the association of women, yet they glorify Lord Balaram's association with the cowherd girls in the Rasa dance. The demigods came and showered flowers on his Rasa Lila because they know there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. The characteristics of Lord Balaram are confidential to the Vedas, but they are elaborated in the Puranas. What will I describe? Due to foolishness, some people neglect the Puranas and refuse to accept the authenticity of Balaram's Rasa Lila. The two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, both performed Rasa Kridha pastimes in the company of the gopis at the same place in Vrindavan. Once Lord Govinda and Lord Rama, the performers of wonderful feats, were playing holi in the forest at night with the young girls of Raja. Krishna and Balaram wore flower garlands and spotless garments, and their limbs were beautifully decorated and anointed. The women sang their glories in a charming way, bound to them by affection. The two lords praised the nightfall, signaled by the rising of the moon and the appearance of stars, and a lotus-scented breeze and bees intoxicated by the fragrance of jasmine flowers. Krishna and Balaram sang, producing the entire range of musical sounds simultaneously. Their singing brought happiness to the ears and minds of all living beings. One who has no love for Lord Balaram after hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam is rejected by both the Lord and his devotees. One who does not accept Srimad Bhagavatam is no better than a Yavana, and Lord Yamaraj punishes him after birth. Nowadays, some faithless person challenged, in which scriptures Lord Balaram's Rasa Lila described? Some sinful persons do not accept this pastime, even if they read about it in the scriptures. They distort the actual meaning of the scriptures into some other meaning. Lord Nityananda is the dearmost object of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Therefore, anyone who commits an offense at his lotus feet is vanquished. Lord Balaram appears in various forms as the servant of the Lord. He manifests these pastimes in his various incarnations. Lord Balaram serves Krishna in 10 different ways, as his friend, brother, fan, bed, carrier, residence, umbrella, garments, ornaments, and sitting place. In all these forms, he serves himself. Whoever receives his mercy can understand this truth. O my Lord, when will I satisfy you and Lakshmi, who are both seated on the bed of Ananta? Although he is your transcendental personal expansion, he has accepted your service in the form of your residence, bed, sitting place, slippers, garments, pillow, and umbrella. Therefore, he is appropriately known by people as Shesha. The most powerful Sri Garuda, the expansion of Anantadev, enjoys his pastimes as Krishna's carrier. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumara, Vyasadev, Shukadev Goswami, and Narada, are all pure devotees, eternal servants of the Lord. Lord Sri Ananta is worshipped by all the uncontaminated devotees mentioned above. He has thousands of hoods, and he is the reservoir of all devotional service. Lord Ananta is the first incarnation of the Lord and the master of all mystic power. At the same time, he is a servant of God, a Vaishnav. Since there is no end to his glories, no one can understand him fully. I have already spoken to you of Anantadev's influential service to the Lord. Now hear how the self-sufficient Ananta exists in the lower planetary system of Patala. Bearing his stringed instrument, the tumbaru, on his shoulders, the great sage Narada Muni always glorifies Lord Ananta in Brahma's assembly. Narada Muni has composed many transcendental verses in praise of the Lord. By his glance, the Supreme Personality of God enables the modes of material nature to act as the causes of universal creation, maintenance, and destruction. The Supreme Soul is unlimited and beginningless, and although he is one, he has manifested himself in many forms. How can human society understand the ways of the Supreme? This manifestation of subtle and gross matter exists within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of causeless mercy toward his devotees, he exhibits various forms, which are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is most liberal, and he possesses all mystic power. To conquer the minds of his devotees and give pleasure to their hearts, he appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. Even if he be distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of the Lord, having heard it from a bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Even if he chants the Lord's name jokingly or by chance, he and anyone who hears him are freed from all sins. Therefore, how can anyone seeking disentanglement from the material clutches avoid chanting the name of Lord Shesha? Of whom else should one take shelter? Because the Lord is unlimited, no one can estimate his power. This entire universe, filled with its many great mountains, rivers, oceans, trees, and living entities, is resting just like an atom on one of his many thousands of hoods. Is there anyone, even with thousands of tongues, who can describe his glories? There is no end to the great and glorious qualities of that powerful Lord Ananta Dev. Indeed, his prowess is unlimited. Though self-sufficient, he himself is the support of everything. He resides beneath the lower planetary systems and easily sustains the entire universe. Simply due to the glance of Lord Ananta, the three material modes of nature interact and produce creation, maintenance, and annihilation. These modes of nature appear again and again. The Lord is glorified as one without a second and as the Supreme Truth who has no beginning. Therefore, he is called Ananta Dev, unlimited. Who can understand his ways? His form is completely spiritual, and he manifests it only by his mercy. All the activities in this material world are conducted within his form. He is very powerful and always prepared to please his personal associates and devotees with waves of pastimes. If we simply try to engage in the congregational chanting of the glories of Lord Ananta Dev, the dirty things in our hearts accumulated during many births will immediately be washed away. Therefore, Vaishnav never misses the opportunity to glorify Ananta Dev. Shri Ananta Dev ki. Lord Ananta Dev is known as Shesha, the unlimited end, because he alone ends our passage through the material world. By chanting his glories, everyone can be liberated. On his head, Ananta Dev sustains the entire universe with its millions of planets containing enormous oceans and mountains. He is so large and powerful that this universe rests on one of his hoods, just like a mustard seed. Indeed, he does not know where he is. Bearing the universe on one of his hoods, Ananta Dev chants the glories of Krishna with each of his thousands of mouths. Although he has been chanting the glories of Lord Krishna since time immemorial, he has still not come to their end. Both are inconquerable. To this very day, Lord Ananta continues to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still he finds no end to them. How wonderful is the competition between Balaram and Krishna. Brahma and Shiva, along with the demigods, Siddhas and Munis, watch in great happiness. Although Sri Ananta tries to reach the shore of the ocean of Krishna's qualities, he is unable to do so, for the ocean is continually expanding. Neither I nor all the sages born before you know fully the omnipotent personality of Godhead. So what can others who are born after us know about him? Even the first incarnation of the Lord, namely Shesha, has not been able to reach the limit of such knowledge, although he is describing the qualities of the Lord with 1,000 faces. The most powerful Ananta Shesha happily resides in Rasatala in order to maintain the universe. Sri Narada Muni visits the assembly of Lord Brahma and glorifies the qualities of Lord Ananta accompanied by his Narada Muni. Sri Narada Muni visits the assembly of Lord Brahma and glorifies the qualities of Lord Ananta accompanied by his Veena. Very good. 10 points. Headed by Lord Brahma, everyone is overwhelmed while hearing the Lord's glories. Narada Muni is worshipped everywhere for chanting the Lord's glories. I have thus described a portion of Lord Ananta's glories. Please, therefore, develop attachment for Lord Nityananda. Those who wish to cross the ocean of material existence and drown in the ocean of devotional service should worship Lord Nityananda. My only desire at the feet of the Vaishnavas is that birth after birth I may worship the feet of Lord Balaram. Just as Dvija, Vipra, and Brahman are different names of the Supreme Person, of the same person, Nityananda, Ananta, and Baladev are similarly different names of the same Lord. Lord Nityananda, who is the Supersoul, joyfully instructed me to write a book on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya will become manifest because his tongue is the storehouse of Lord Chaitanya's glories. Therefore, Sri Ananta is the embodiment of Lord Chaitanya's glories. Thus, I have described a fragment of Ananta's glories. Hearing the pastimes of Sri Gaurachandra brings all auspiciousness, but know for certain that they are revealed only through the mercy of the devotees. Who can understand the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya? They are confidential even to the Vedas. Therefore, I will write only what I have heard from the devotees. I do not find a beginning or end to the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. I write whatever he inspires me. Whatever I describe is only by the direction of Sri Gaurachandra, just as a puppet dances only by the direction of the puppeteer. Let me offer my respectful obeisances at the feet of the Vaishnavas so that I may not commit any offense to them. My dear brother, please hear with attention the topics of Sri Chaitanya concerning the various pastimes that he performed with his devotees. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya are the abode of all happiness. These pastimes are divided into Adi Khanda, Madhya Khanda, and 20 points. The Adi Khanda mainly describes the Lord's scholastic pastimes. In the Madhya Khanda, the Lord's kirtan pastimes are described. The Antya Khanda contains descriptions of the Lord's residence in blank as a sannyasi, 10 points. And his entrusting the Bengal preaching to, his entrusting the Bengal preaching to, 20 points. Jagannath Mishra was always enthusiastic in following his religious principles while residing in Navadvip. He was equal to Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna. His most chaste wife, Sachi Devi Ki, was just like Devaki, the universal mother. From the womb of Mother Sachi appeared Narayan. His name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, is the ornament of this world. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord's appearance during an eclipse on the night of the Falgun Purnima is described. Preceding the Lord's birth, the auspicious names of Lord Hari were heard from all directions. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord displays various pastimes as a child. He also reveals his own abode to his parents. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord's parents are astonished to see footprints marked with the signs of a banner, a thunderbolt, an elephant goad, and a flag. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord is kidnapped by thieves who become bewildered and return the Lord to his home. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord eats grains in the house of Jagadish and Hiranya on the day of Ekadashi. The appearance day of the Lord, Ekadashi, and a few Dwadashis are called Harivasara. On these days, the servants of Lord Hari abstain from all kinds of activities and vow to serve Hari while fasting. But since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he did not exhibit pastimes like fasting on Harivasara, which must be observed by his devotees. Rather, he accepted various foodstuffs that were offered to him. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord tricks everyone into chanting the holy name of Hari by crying as a child. Purport. It is the nature of children to cry when they are in pain or in need of something. In order to stop such crying, various methods are employed to distract their attention. Following such behavior, ladies who were on the level of motherly relations with the Lord also chanted the names of Hari in order to divert Gaurahari's attention. In order to stop his crying in this way, Gaurahari demanded that the ladies chant the holy names, which is the religious principle for this age. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord sits on rejected cooking pots and instructs his mother on the absolute truth. In the Adi Khanda, Gauranga displays unlimited restlessness and imitates his Gokula pastimes with his friends. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord begins his studies, and in a short time he becomes a teacher of the scriptures. In the Adi Khanda, Sachi Devi laments for the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra and the acceptance of sannyas by Vishwarup. In the Adi Khanda, at the beginning of the Lord's educational pastimes, he appears to the atheists as the personification of pride. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord, along with other students, sports fearlessly in the waters of the Ganges. In the Adi Khanda, Lord Gauranga masters all the scriptures. No one in the three worlds can compete with him. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord travels to East Bengal, modern-day Bangladesh, which becomes a holy place by the touch of his lotus feet. In the Adi Khanda describes the disappearance of Lakshmi Priya and the Lord's second marriage with the daughter of the Raj Pandit. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord displays ecstatic devotional sentiments on the pretension of an imbalance of bodily airs. In the Adi Khanda, the Lord empowers the devotees and wanders about as a great scholar. In the Adi Khanda, Mother Sachi floats in an ocean of happiness on seeing the moon-like face of the Lord, who dresses enchantingly and enjoys transcendental pleasure. In the Adikanda, Lord Gauranga defeats the Digvijay scholar and unlimitedly and ultimately delivers him from all bondage. In the Adikanda, the Lord bewilders the devotees and lives among them as an ordinary person. Purport. In the Lord's childhood pastimes at Navadvip, the devotees could not understand him as Lord Krishna himself. He created misconceptions in the minds of all the devotees by personally exhibiting indifference to devotional service. The word Sekhani means in Navadvip. The word Bule indicates that the Lord lived among the residents as one of them. In the Adikanda, Lord Vishrambar goes to Gaya and bestows mercy on Sri Ishwarapuri. In the Adikanda, there are innumerable pastimes that will be described in the future by the great sage Vyasadeva. In the Adikanda, the Adikanda begins with the Lord's childhood pastimes and continues through his visit to Gaya. In the Madhyakanda, the lion-like Lord Gauranga reveals himself so that the devotees who are like bees at his lotus feet are able to recognize him. In the Madhyakanda, the Supreme Lord reveals his identity at the houses of Srivas Pandit and Advaita Prabhu by sitting on Vishnu's altar. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord meets Nityananda Prabhu and the two brothers perform kirtan together. In the Madhyakanda, Nityananda Prabhu sees the Lord's six-armed form and Advaita Prabhu sees the Lord's universal form. In the Madhyakanda, there is a description of the Vyas Puja performed by Lord Nityananda, who is criticized by sinners and atheists. In the Madhyakanda, Lord Gaurachandra accepts the mood of Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu gives him a plow and club. In the Madhyakanda, there is a description of the deliverance of the two most sinful persons known throughout the world as Jagai and Madai. Jagai Madai ki. Purport. Jagai and Madai, the two brothers named Jagadananda and Bandyopadhyaya and Madhavananda Bandyopadhyaya, used to live on the bank of the Ganges. That's their full names. Did you ever know their full names? We're not Jagai Madai. That's just nicknames. Hey, Jagai Madai. Their name's actually Jagadananda Bandyopadhyaya and Madhavananda Bandyopadhyaya. Jagadananda and Madhavananda became Jagai Madai. They used to live on the bank of the Ganges near the Mayapur village of Navadvip. Due to their sinful nature, they obstructed Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, who were preaching under the instructions of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Later, when Nityananda Prabhu excused their offenses, they were delivered and became pure devotees by the mercy of Sri Gaurasundar. In the Madhyakanda, Mother Sachi sees Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda in their blackish and whitest forms as Krishna and Balaram. Purport. The color of Krishna is, and the color of Balaram is, Lord Chaitanya Dev is Krishna and Sri Nityananda is Balaram. Sachi Devi saw Gaurini Thai with the color of Krishna Balaram. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord displays his Mahaprakash, his divine opulences, for 21 hours. On that day, the Lord spontaneously revealed the past identities of his servants. In the Madhyakanda, Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha, dances and personally performs kirtan throughout the streets of Navadvip. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord breaks the Qazi's pride while manifesting his potency in a tremendous kirtan. By the benediction of Lord Gauranga, the Qazi attains devotional service. Thus, all the devotees are allowed to freely perform kirtan in the streets of Navadvip. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord accepts the form of Varaha and discloses his identity too for 50 points. 50 points. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord accepts a four-armed form and rides on Murari's shoulders throughout his courtyard. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord eats Shuklambar Brahmachari's rice and performs various pastimes as Narayan. In the Madhyakanda, Gaura Narayan dances in the dress of Rukmini and breastfeeds all the devotees. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord punishes Mukunda for associating with jnanis and later blesses him with great satisfaction. In the Madhyakanda, there are descriptions of the all-night kirtans that the Lord performs for 1 year in Navadvip. In the Madhyakanda, Nityananda and Advaita exchange jokes, which ignorant people consider as quarreling. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord warns everyone about offending Vaishnavas, using his mother as an example. In the Madhyakanda, all the Vaishnavas receive benedictions after offering prayers. In the Madhyakanda, Haridas Thakur receives the Lord's mercy and the Lord mercifully drinks Sridhar's water. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord daily sports in the waters of the Ganges with his devotees. In the Madhyakanda, Lord Gorchandra and Nityananda Prabhu go on a mission to Advaita Prabhu's house. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord punishes Advaita Prabhu and then bestows great mercy on him. In the Madhyakanda, the most fortunate Murari Gupta is able to recognize Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu to be Krishna and Balaram. In the Madhyakanda, the two lords, Chaitanya and Nityananda, dance together in the house of Srivas Thakur. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord induces Srivas's dead son to speak on the science of the soul, thus destroying everyone's sorrow. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Srivas Thakur gave up lamentation over his son's death. This incident became known to all. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord, in distress, jumped into the Ganges, and Nityananda and Haridas pulled him out. In the Madhyakanda, Narayani received Lord Chaitanya's remnants, which are rarely attained even by Lord Brahma. Purport. Sriman Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His remnants are rarely attained even by Lord Brahma, who is the first created being of this universe. Narayani Devi, the niece of Srivas, was fortunate to receive those remnants. The son of this Narayani Devi, Vrindavan Das Thakur, is the author of this book. In the Madhyakanda, the Lord leaves home and accepts sannyas in order to deliver all living entities. In the pastimes of the Madhyakanda, the pastimes of the Madhyakanda begin with the Lord's kirtan and end with his acceptance of sannyas. There are millions of other pastimes in the Madhyakanda that will be described in the future by Srila Vyasadeva. In the Antikanda, after Vishvambhar takes sannyas, he becomes known as? After Vishvambhar takes sannyas, he becomes known as? Yes, 20 points. In the Antikanda, Advaita Prabhu cries profusely upon hearing that the Lord has shaved his shika and hair. In the Antikanda, Sachidevi's lamentation is indescribable, and the devotees remained alive only by the influence of Sri Chaitanya. In the Antikanda, the most powerful Sri Nityananda Ram breaks Lord Chaitanya's sannyas danda. In the Antikanda, Lord Gorachandra arrives in Nilachala and hides himself. At first, the Lord teases Sarvabhauma, but later he displays his six-armed form to him. In the Antikanda, the Lord delivers Maharsh Prataparudra and resides in the house of Kashi Mishra. In the Antikanda, the two great authorities, Swarup Damodar and Paramananda Puri, reside with the Lord. In the Antikanda, the Lord returns to Bengal while traveling in ecstasy to see Mathura. On the way, the Lord happily stays at the house of Vidya Vachaspati before going to Kulia. Purport. Vidya Vachaspati is the son of Maheshwar Vishardra. Visharada, and the brother of Vasudev Sarvabhauma. It appears that the village of Vidyanagara was named after him. The place known as Kuliagram is now the city of Navadvip. Another name for this area is Koladvip. It is the fifth in the nine islands of Navadvip and is situated on the western side of the Ganges. In the Antikanda, innumerable people go to see the Lord and are thus delivered. In the Antikanda, the Lord goes to see Mathura, but he returns after going part way. In the Antikanda, the Lord returns to Nilachala and engages in discussing topics of Krishna with the devotees. The Lord sends Nityananda Swarup to Bengal and stays himself in Nilachala with a few devotees. In the Antikanda, the Lord enjoys his pastimes of dancing with the devotees before the Jagannath chariot. In the Antikanda, Lord Gauranga goes to Rameshwara and later travels again to Mathura through the Jarikanda forest. In the Antikanda, the Lord delivers Ramananda Roy and performs various pastimes in Mathura. In the Antikanda, Lord Gaurasundar reveals himself to Dabira Khas, Hare Krishna. Purport. Dabira Khas is the Mohammedan name of Srila Rupa Goswami. He was born in a Karnataka Brahmin family. His father was Kumaradev. His elder brother was Sanatan Goswami, and his younger brother was Sri Balava, or Anupam. The Lord gave him the name Sri Rupa, by which he became famous in the society of devotees. The two brothers achieved liberation by recognizing the Lord. Which two brothers? And they become known as Rupa and Sanatan. In the Antyakanda, the Lord goes to Varanasi, where the blasphemous sannyasis cannot recognize him. In the Antyakanda, the Lord again returns to Nilachala and engages day and night in Sankirtan. 10 points. In the Antyakanda, Lord Nityananda travels throughout India as a wandering mendicant. No one can understand Lord Nityananda's unlimited characteristics as he wanders about Mathura with ankle bells on his feet. In the Antyakanda, Lord Nityananda distributes devotional service to everyone in Panihati on the order of Lord Chaitanya. In the Antyakanda, the commander-in-chief of the Kirtan party, Lord Nityananda, delivers the merchant community. In the Antyakanda, the Supreme Lord, Sri Gaurachandra, resides in Nilachala for 18 years. The unlimited pastimes of Sri Chaitanya in the Antyakanda will be described by Vyasadeva in the future. If one somehow or other glorifies Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Nityananda becomes unlimitedly pleased with him.
Is he talking about Krishnadas Kaviraj?
Where?
When he says that in the future, more will be...
No, it's just a general way. He's just saying that it's unlimited, and that, you know, the Vyasadeva is a name for an empowered representative of, you know, who will come and finish. He's saying that these pastimes are unlimited, and so they'll go on, and Vyasadeva will say more later. Because I'm only saying a drop. I'm giving a drop now, basically. That's the idea. If one somehow or other glorifies Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Nityananda becomes unlimitedly pleased with him. O Lord Gaurachandra, please allow me to serve the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, who as Anantashesha holds all the universes on his heads. In these sutras, I have thus briefly described the contents of this book. Now I will begin to narrate these three divisions of pastimes. My dear brothers, please now hear attentively the topics of Adi Kanda regarding the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Chapter 2, The Lord's Appearance. All glories to Mahaprabhu Sri Gaurasundara. All glories to the son of Jagannath Mishra, the Lord of all lords. All glories to the life and soul of Nityananda and Gadadhar. All glories to the shelter of the devotees headed by Advaita Prabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Go Premanande. And now before we commence the pastimes of the Lord in the second chapter, we'll chant our chapter of Bhagavad Gita for the day. Could you pass out Gitas? The easiest books you'll ever distribute. Gita's for everyone. And which chapter would you like? Chapter 12. We have a vote for chapter 12. Yes? We insist. Actually, we get the rule is that when you're on parikram, if you become disabled or you're in pain, you're supposed to stop the parikram, heal, and then come back and begin it again. And similarly, when you're sitting in class, if you're feeling some stress or pain, you're supposed to sit up, so that because the Lord doesn't like it when you're in pain. And also, it's easier to focus. No stand for me, but I'll take a Gita. Thank you. We had one vote. The vote is there's two votes for 12, three votes for 12, four votes for 12. Anyone else? Five, six, seven votes for 12. Anyone else? Any vote? Okay, we'll do chapter 2. Okay. Chapter 2, page 67. Sanskrit all the way through. Sanjayuvacha tam tata kripaya vishtam ashupurna kulekshanam vishidantam idam pakyam uvacha marasudana sri bhagavan uvacha kutastva kashmalamidam vishame samupastitam anarya jushtam asvargyam akirti karam arjuna klebhyam asmagama partha naitatva upapadyate shudram hridaya durbalyam tyakto tishta parantapa arjuna vacha Katam bhishmam maham sankhye jonam cha madhusudana ishubhi pratiyotsyami purjarha varisudana guru nihatva hi mahanubhavan shreyo bhoktam paiksham api haloke hatvarta kamam stu guru nihaiva unjira bhoghan rutira pratigdan Na chaitad vidma kartaran no gariyo yad va jayema yadiva no jayeyuhu yaneva hatva na jijiva samas tevastita pramuke dartarashtra karpanya dosho pahata subhavaha prichchami tvam dharma samuda chetaha yatstreyasya nichitam bruhitanme Shishyaste ham sharimam tvam prapanam. Nahi prapashyami mahapanudyad yachchokam uchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhuma vasapatnam riddham rajam suranam apichadipatyam. Sanjay uvacha eva mukva rishikesham Gudekesha parantapa nayotsya iti govindam uktva tushnim babuvaha tamuvacha rishikesha prahasaniva bharata senayorubayor madye vishidantamidam vachaha Sri Bhagavan uvacha ashocha nanvasochastvang Prajnavaram shabashase katasu nagatasum shcha nanusho chanti panditaha natve vahum jatu nasam natvam nemi danadipaha nachaiva nabhavishyama sarve vayam atahparam dehinosmin yata dehe komaranyovanam jara Tata deha tara praptir tiras tatra nahuhyati. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitosna tuka tukada agama paino nityas tamstatiksha shrabhadata mam yatayantye te purusham purusharshabha samatuka sukham tiram somritatvaiva kalpate nasato vidite bhavo nabhavo vidite sataha upayorapi drishtantas twanayostatvadarshibhi avinashi tutadvidhi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyayasyasya na kashchit kartam arhati antavanta ime deha nityasyokta sharirinaha anashino prameyasya tasmad yudyasvabharata ya enam vetihantaram yaschainam manyate hatam ubautau navijanito nayam hanti nahanyate najayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavitava nabuyaha ajo nitya shashvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire veda vinashinam nityam ya enam ajam avyayam katam sa purusha partha kam gata yati hantikam vasam si jirnani yata vihaya navani granati naroparani tata sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha nachainam klitayantyapo nashoshayati marutaha achchedyo yamatayo yam akledyo shoshe evacha nityak sarvagatastanur achalo yam sanatanaha avyakto yam achintyo yam avikaryo yam uchate tasmadevam vadivainam nanu shochitam arhasi atachainam nitya jatam nityam vamanyase mritam tatapi tam mahabaho nainam shochitam arhasi jatasya hidruvo mrityur juvam janmam ritasya cha tasmada parihirte na tvam shochitum arhasi avyakta dini bhutani vyakta madhyani bharata avyakta nidyananeva tatra kaparidevanam ashcharyavat pashyati kashyadenam ashcharyavat vadati tataiva chanya ashcharyavat chayanam anya shrinoti śrutvāpyenam vedana caiva kashyet dehi nityam avadyoyam dehe sarvasya bharata tasmat sarvani bhutani natam shochitum arhasi sudharmam api cha viksha navikampitum arhasi dharmyadi yadachtreyo nyat kshatriyasya navidyate yadrichaya chopapanam swargadvaram apavratam sukina kshatriya partha labante yudam idrisham atachetvam imam dharmyam sangramam nakarishyasi tatasvadharmam kirtim cha hidva papam avapsyasi akirtim chapi bhutani katishchanti tevyayam sambhavitasya chakirtir maranad acharichate payadranada paratam mamsyante tvam maharataha yesham cha tvam bahumato bhutva yasyasi lagavam avachyavaram shabahun vadishanti tavahitaha Nindantastava samartyam tato tuka taram nukim. Hatova prapsyasi swargam jidva va bokshyase mahim. Tasmadutishta kaunteya yudhaya krita nishayaha. Sukha duke same kritva laba laba jaya jayo. Tato yudhaya yujasva naivam papam avapsisi. Eshate bihita sankye budhir yoge timam shrinu. Budhya yukto yaya parta karma bandham brahasisi. Neha bikramana shosti pratyavayo navidyate. Salpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Vyavasayatmika budhir ekeha kurukandana bahushaka hyanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Yamimam pushpitam bacham pravadantya vipaschitaha vedavada rata parta nanyadastiti vadinaha. Kamatmana swargapada janma karma palapradam kriya visheshu bahulam bhogaishvarya gatim prati. Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam taya prahita chetasam vyavasaya mika budhi samadau navadiyate. Traigunya vishaya veda nistraigunyo bhavarjuna nirdvanvo nityasatvasto niryoga shema atmavan. Yavanarta udapane sarvata samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataha. Karma nivadikadaste ma palishu kadachana ma karma palahe turbur mate sangos karmani. Yogasta kuru karmani sangam tyakva dananjaya sidya sidyo samodbhutva samatvam yoga uchate. Durena yavanam karma buddhiyoga dananjaya buddhau sharanam avichcha kripana palahetavaha. Buddhi yukto jahatiha ube sukrata duskrite tasmad yogaya yudhyasva yoga karma sukaushalam. Karma jam buddhi yukta hi palam tyakva manishinaha janma bandhava nirmukta padam gacchantya namayam. Yadate mohakali lam buddhir vyati tarishyati tatakantasi nirvedam shotavyasya shutasya cha. Shuti vipratipannate yadastasyati nishchala samadavachala buddhis tadayogam avapsyasi. Arjunuvacha stita prajnasya kapasha samadhistasya keshava stita dikim brabasheta kimasita vrajeta kim. Shri Bhagavan uvacha prajahati yada kaman sarvan parta manogatan atmanyevatmanatushtaha stita prajnasta dochite. Dukeshvanu vigna manaha sukeshu vigatasprayaha vitaraga payakroda stita dhir munir uchite. Tanabhisnehas tata prapya shubhashubham nabhinandati nadveshti tasya pragna pratishtita. Yada samharate chayam kurman ga niva sarvashaha indriyan indriyarte bhyas tasya pragna pratishtita. Vishaya minivartante nirahara siddehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishva nivartate. Yatato yapikonteya purushyasya vipaschitaha Indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha. Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matparaha. Vashehi asindriyani tasya pragna pratishtita. Jayato vishayan pumsam sangas te shupajayate. Sangat sanjayate kama. Kama krodo bijayate. Krodhad bhavati sammoha. Sammohat smriti vipramaha. Smriti bramshad buddhinasho. Buddhinasha pranashyati. Raga dvesha vimuktaistu. Vishayan indriyaischaran. Atma vashyer vate atma. Prasadam arigachati. Prasade sarva dukanam. Hanir asyo pajayate prasanna cetasyo yashu hudi paryavatishtate nasti bhutir ayuktasya na cha yuktasya bhavana na cha bhavayata shantir ashantasya kutasukam indriyanam icharatam yanmano nuvadiyate tadasya hariti pragnam Vayurnava mivambasi tasmad yasya mahaboho nigrihitani sarvashaha indriyan indriyate bhyas tasya pragna pratishtita yanisha sarvabhutanam yam jagrati samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pushato munehe Apuryamanam majala pratistam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kama yam pravishanti sarve sashantam apnoti na kama kami vihaya kamam yan sarvam humam sharati nispriyaha nirmamo nirahankaraha sashantim marigachati esha brahmi stiti partha Nainam prapya vimuyati stitvasya mantakalepi brahma nirvana mrityati. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishad Subrahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambade. Chapter 12. Everyone voted for. Arjuna Vacha. How often do you get a chance to chant Bhagavad Gita on Gaur Purnima? Tell me. Maximum amount of opportunities, how many is it? Well, give me the number, though. How many chances in a lifetime? Chant Bhagavad Gita on Gaur Purnima. It's pretty rare, huh? Okay. Here we go, chapter 12, page 541. Arjuna Vacha, Evam Satata Yukta Ye Paktastvam Paryupasate Ye Chapaksharam Avyaktam Tesham Ke Yogavita Maha Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Me mayavesha mano ye mam nitya yukta upasate sharaya pariyopetas te me yukta tamamataha ye twaksharamanir desyam avyaktam pariyupasate sarvatra gam achintyam cha kutastam achalam dhruvam saniyam yandriya gramam sarvatra samabudayaha Te prapnuvanti mameva sarva bhuta hite rataha klesho dikataraste-sham avyakta sakta cetasam avyakta hi gatir tukam deha vadbir avapyate yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matparaha ananyenaiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate Tesha maham samudharta mrityu sangsara sagarad Avamina chirat partha mayave shichatetasam. Maiva mana datsva maibhutim neveshaya nivashishya simaiva ata urvam nasamshayaha. Atachitam samadatum nashokshnosi mayustiram abhyasa yogino tato mami chaptum dananjaya. Abhyase pyasamartosi matkarma paramo bhava madartam apikarmani kurvan siddhim avapsisi. Ataitarapyashaktosi kartum mad yogamashritaha sarva karma palatyagam tata kuru yatatmavan. Sheohi jnanam abhyasyaj jnana dhyanam vashishyate dhyanat karma palatyagas chajat shantir anantaram. Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankaraha samadhukha sukakshami. Santushta satatam yogi yatatma drijanishchayaha mayarpita manobhudhir yoman bhakta same priyaha. Yasman nod vijite loko lokan nod vijite chayaha harsha marsha bayodvagir mukto yaksa chame priyaha. Anapeksha shuchir daksha udasino gatavyataha sarvaramba parityagi yomad bhakta same priyaha. Yona rishati na dveshti na shochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti manyak same priyaha. Samakshatra cha mitre cha tatamana pamanayoho shitoshna sukatukeshu samaksanga vivarjitaha. Tulya nindastutir mauni santushto yena kena chit aniketas tiramatir bhakti man me priyo naraha. Yetu dharmam ratam midam yatoktam paryupasate shadadhana mat parama bhaktas te deva me priyaha. Om tat sat iti srimad bhagavad gita supanishatsu brahma vidyayam yoga shastre shri krishna arjuna sambade bhakti yoga nama dvadashodhyayaha hari om. Oh, it's going down, huh? Okay. You change it now? Okay. 3 o'clock. You'll do it then? That's much better. Okay, good. It's a deal. Okay, so, good. We still have our car tallest here, so we have another bhajan coming up. We're here ticking away the time in serving Krishna by chanting his glories. Can we have songbooks? Songbooks all around. Waiting for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appears at moonrise in Nilachala. There's the night he appears is full moon. That's eclipse. Right, Roy? That's right. But this song is a must sing for every Hari Vasara. What is Hari Vasara? There's Ekadashi is Hari Vasara, a day of Hari, and appearance days of the Lord, like Janmashtami. Could you pass me my sweater too, please? That's a brown sweater over there. Thank you. So this song is by Bhaktivinod Thakur. It's on page 61. This is about Bhaktivinod Thakur's ecstasies in performing devotional service.